Members of Peace Action Wisconsin were going to Washington, D.C. last spring for protests and meetings with congressional representatives, but they were stopped at the airport and told they were on the federal no-fly list. Federal authorities ordered their release the next morning, but they never explained the suspicion or apologized for the incident. The group members think they were harassed and their civil liberties violated. Peace Action Wisconsin Program Director George Martin says the resolution they're proposing would stop this type of thing from happening again in the county.
It's that law enforcement would continue to uphold the civil liberties of residents within that jurisdiction, even if authorized to do otherwise by the USA Patriot Act and executive orders.
The resolution would also stop police from detaining at length people who don't end up being charged, and it would prohibit racial profiling. Another part of the bill would have a local human rights commission examine every anti-terrorism investigation that local authorities conduct. Martin says the activists don't blame local law enforcement. Actually, their dealings with the county sheriff's department were amicable. But this proposal would stop sheriffs from having to take certain orders from federal authorities. He says the language of the resolution will be drafted in the next couple weeks. The idea comes from resolutions passed in other communities in response to the USA Patriot Act. Those communities include Northampton, Massachusetts, Seattle, and Detroit. Three committees must approve the idea before the full county board could vote on it. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.